The Three Precious Things. Life on earth is the most precious thing that has been granted to us, despite all its defects. It is worth nothing, does not belong to us, has a short duration, and often extinguishes itself without previous notice. It is a nest of permanent suffering. However, while we still inhabit it, we should treat life with attention, always soothing it, for it is the only form of life that remains for us to yearn the return to our world of origin, the rational world. Without it, we would be stillborns, or simply would not exist. At this moment, we are like castaways in this planet adrift. And since there is no effect without cause, the effect of life being precious is due to the grandeur of its owner, the reasoning, which is a superior energy, rational, materialized in the center of our heads, in the pineal gland. Therefore, life conforms itself as precious under the reasoning's shade, for without it, it has no value. It is just an everything of nothing. Reasoning's value is absolute, is ours by the divine providence's grace, and is eternal. However, remains idle while materialized in the interior of our heads, lacking development. Its dematerialization is thus fundamental for its activity and, concomitantly, for freeing itself from the jail it is imprisoned inside the pineal gland as an inhabitant of the rational world. Reasoning, in order to attain its dematerialization, needs to be awakened by an absolute knowledge, just like the absolute knowledge engraved in itself. Thence, the undisputable importance of the universe in disenchantment scripture, dictated by God to the rational superior on earth, Lord Manuel Jacinto Coelho, and for being dictated by the supreme force to everyone and everything, it is the absolute sageness that awakens the reasoning, the greatest gift that humanity could receive from the hands of our eternal Father, whose wish is to have all his children back with him. These are the very ones that disobeyed his orders, entering a part of the plane that was not ready to enter into progress, and as a result, losing their pure, clean, and perfect virtues. And why is the terrestrial life so important for the humans? It is life that offers us the unique opportunity to evade that prison in the matter, by dematerializing the inhabitant of the rational world through the development of the reasoning. And the book, Universe in Disenchantment, of Rational Culture, with its teachings, is the only means available for that glorious end. Therefore, three precious things were granted in order for us to return to the eternal life. Our terrestrial lives, for there is still time for salvation. Reasoning, the rational fluid, the Savior. And the scripture, Universe in Disenchantment, that brings to us the rational knowledge, which is the knowledge of ourselves, the knowledge of our own history, that commenced in the first world and continues in the second, which is a consequence of the first. The description of how the history of humanity happily ends will be known firsthand by those that, following the book's orientations, return to where they came from, the rational paradise, your origin. For the ones who refuse to return now, they will become aware of the details when the winding of seven more eternities of pure lapidation and suffering has elapsed. In conclusion, it is indispensable not only to acquire the knowledge for oneself, but divulge it, sharing it with your neighbor for everyone's salvation through the rational immunization. Hail! Save! Salve!